Hi everybody, this is me recording my 300 followers AMA, except now I have 375 of you here on my U/LadyApollo3583. So hello, welcome to the shit show. I'll start this off by saying it'll probably be a quick audio. I played hooky from work today. I'm trying to get some recording done today. I'm behind on my Christmas audios, and my Red Dress audio is coming out this evening because we all know how much I love that series, my Detective in a Red Dress by Totally Not Natalie. Shout out! We all know how much I love that. I've been eagerly anticipating that one for a while. So let's get started, shall we? All right, the first question comes from DT Wong. Happy 300. You do such amazing work. I can't wait to see you explode to 1,000. I don't want to explode, but thank you for the thought. I'm sure it'll be in no time at all. Maybe. I don't know. Do you guys like me that much? What's my favorite audio to listen to and why? Wow, you're putting me on the spot, aren't you? There is a friend of mine that I talk to every day. I don't make the rules, it just has to happen. Ramble Frappuccino. I'm just not even gonna edit this, I'm just gonna post it. There's a Ramble Fap that he did that I can't get over it. Like, I just can't. One of my favorite audios. I have it saved on my phone, I have it saved on my computer. I think it's even bookmarked in my Reddit feed. I can't get over it. One of my favorites. There's also a few audios that I've exchanged with someone that I'm very, very close with. I listen to those all the time. Very delicious drug, that one. Just very dear to me. And why? Because I'm garbage. I'm actual garbage. Sorry, guys. I'm garbage. Welcome to the show. Okay, the next question comes from Patches_4. Congrats on 300 followers, Apollo. I only got two questions for you. Number one, what is your favorite book and why? My favorite book is The History of Love by Nicole Krauss, and it's kind of a story within a story. It's a romance novel, obviously, with the title The History of Love. Of course it is. I'm very much a romantic. I live and breathe and eat and sleep romance. It's my favorite thing. I love romance. But not like cheesy romance. This one is about an older man who, I'm putting on some Vaseline on my lips. Actual lip therapy, not just like a tub of Vaseline. That would be interesting. I think it was like World War II or maybe the Cold War. He's Russian, and he falls in love with this woman, and then he's telling this story to his neighbor, and he's falling in love with this woman. Anyway, it's a story within a story, and it's very good. Another one is called The House of Leaves, and I can't ever say his last name, but you should look it up. Leaves. You have to actually get the physical book copy of it because it's very typography as well. There's footnotes that go on for pages and pages and pages, and then there are pages that have one or two words on them. There's different ink colors. So that book is an experience. You do have to get the actual physical book for it to be worth your while, I think. Number two, what is your go-to snack when you need a pick-me-up? You know, I'm not a very big sweet eater. I don't like to eat sugar. It makes me feel gross. So I generally don't. I like beef jerky. I know that's so weird. So that's a snack, right? Is wine a snack? Because can I make it a snack? I like wine. But yeah, I think if it's a snack, it would be beef jerky, maybe cashews, occasionally unsalted almonds. I'm boring. Very boring. Okay, next question is from Sarah... I hate this. Ted has 3 cups and John has 2. 2 cups are red and 3 are yellow. based on deductive skills. Can you now tell us how many beans make five? The president of the United States when 9/11 happened was not George Bush, nor was it Bill Clinton, so it had to have been blank. You know how much I hate those kind of questions, because I think I've cried to you 1,000 times about those logic questions. I can't stand it. Also, you're kidding. So if I could become someone else for a day, who would I be and why? Real and fictional characters are both fine. Who would I become if I could be someone else for a day? Would I be able to go back in time? Because if I was able to go back in time, I think that I would probably choose Elizabeth Taylor, like way back when Elizabeth Taylor, like Cleopatra, Elizabeth Taylor back then. But if it was to be somebody currently, maybe Kristen Bell. She seems like she'd have a fun life, I think. Okay, congrats on reaching the 300. Mwah, kissy face to you too. Okay, Miss underscore Donovan. Hello. Hello. You're just amazing. I think you're adorable. Okay, so whoop on 300. Clap, clap, clap. Yes. Whoop on 300, 375 now. Where are you people coming from? Thank you. Hello. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. Okay. I've gifted you a teleportation thingy. Very technical scientific term. But you can only use it once, and it uses an Apple charger, and we know how reliable those are. Where would I teleport to and why? Oh, gosh. I'm teleporting to the UK. Sorry. I'm not going anywhere fancy. I'm going to teleport to the North UK. Why? Because all of my friends live in the UK. I would say the majority of my friends live over there. I have select few that live in the States, but most of my friends live in the UK. So I'm constantly adding 6 hours to my time where it's 1:15 here, it's 7:15 there. It's ingrained in my head because I have so many friends over there. Just to go over there and to be able to see the countryside and to be able to see everything and to travel while I'm over there, because we know that that's a small country, much, 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 much smaller than the US. So I would be able to, once I get my teleport over there. I'd be able to travel around as needed. I'd love to go to France. I'd love to go to Versailles. I'd love to go to the Louvre. I'd love to go to a lot of places, but I would go to Northern UK because my friends are there. Okay, Dr. Feelgood and Orgasm. Congratulations, you have a Spartan-sized army of followers. We will follow you to death, Queen Apollo. Okay, please, 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 please don't jump off a cliff. Please, that's my job. That's my job, to jump off a cliff. Number one, is using coupons on a first date sexy? No, you pay the full price or you jump off a cliff. That's my answer to that. Just pay the full price. What's something men get embarrassed or shy about that you think they don't have to? The size of your dick. It does not matter. As long as you know what you're doing and how to please a woman, it doesn't matter how big your dick is or how small your dick is. It's fine. What are the biggest turnoffs when it comes to the behavior of men besides the obvious don't be a dick thing? Don't be passive aggressive. Don't micromanage. I don't need to call you and tell you exactly where I am and exactly what I'm doing. I don't need to do that. Flush the toilet. That's a huge turnoff. Like, flush it, please. And rinse your dishes. If you're cohabitating with someone, forgive that. I'd say typo, but taco, I guess. If you're cohabitating with someone, please do them the courtesy and turn your socks the right side out, rinse your dishes off, don't be a dick, I'll flush the toilet and put the lid down. Like, it's like the little tiny things. That's it. Let's see, what piece of literature is revered by many, but you simply don't understand or highly criticize. I'm not highly critical of anything because whatever, teach their own. Dante, like Inferno, I don't get it. I'm not into organized religion at all. So I was raised Baptist and Church of Christ, but I don't follow that anymore. I haven't for about 15 years. There's your redneck for you. But I haven't followed organized religion for about 15 years, and that's okay. To each their own. But I just, I don't understand it. I don't want to understand it. I'm not interested in it. I'm not interested in religion. I'm not interested in being converted. I'm not, you can believe what you believe. That's fine. I wish that I had some kind of higher power that I believed in, but I don't. What Hogwarts house are you? I'm a Ravenclaw. What's something other women do that you don't understand or can't relate to? Using other people for personal gain. I don't understand that. Because I see, like, oh, buy me stuff, daddy. Sorry for dropping that bomb right up in this audio about 11 minutes in, 11 and a half minutes in. But I don't understand how you can use people for something and not genuinely care about the other person. That it's a foreign concept for me, because I care about every single person that I've ever come into contact with. And I know that sounds really weird and probably next to impossible, but it's true. I may have known you for 5 minutes. I may have known you for 30 years, but you've left an impression on me, whether it's just leaving a comment on my audios or, you know, popping into my DMs and saying hi, or thank you for creating this, or if we talk on an everyday basis, or if you live next door to me. I see you. I love you. And you mean something to me. You're worthy. You mean something to me. Let's see. Dumbest fight I've ever had with my sibling. I do have a sibling. I have a sister that's 4 years younger than me. I think we fought about everything growing up. My sister is the gold star angel child, sweet baby, can do no wrong in anybody's eyes. I am the fuck up black sheep of the family. My family doesn't know about any of this audio recording that I do at all, and I intend to keep it that way, because at 35 years old, I'm still terrified that my parents are going to find out and disown me. I don't think my dad would, but my mom absolutely would. But so my sister and I were very close. We weren't when we were younger. My mom actually still has a dresser in her house where my sister had written in crayon, "I hate my sister," on it. So, and who knows why? I don't even remember why she wrote that there. But we fought about a lot of stupid shit. We fight about stupid shit all the time, even still. But she's probably, not just my sister, she's my closest friend. Like, I can tell her almost anything. So I feel like it was something just ridiculous, because that's what we do. So nothing in particular, just every fight we have is dumb. Big spoon or little spoon? Any given day, either or, it doesn't matter to me. I like to be the big spoon, because men shouldn't get the privilege of being the only big spoon. Men can be the little spoon, and other girls can be the little spoon. Like, it's not... It's like I was talking to somebody at a store the other day when they're like, well, that's boy clothes. I'm like, clothes don't have genders. Well, spoons don't have genders either. Woman can be a big spoon. Woman can be a little spoon. Same thing with men. It doesn't matter what you are. You can be a big spoon or a little spoon. If I'm feeling like I need to be protected, or if I'm feeling vulnerable, hell yes, I want to be the little spoon. But if my partner is feeling that way, then I want to be the big spoon, because I want to provide comfort. And then I like to be the big spoon just so I can just cuddle up and, you know, just press my tits against the back and just be warm. I don't know. Okay, so number 9, fuck, marry, kill Princess Leia, Sarah Connor, Ellen Ripley. Think of them during their heydays in the 80s and 90s. So I would marry Princess Leia, I would fuck Sarah Connor, and I'd kill Ellen Ripley. Sorry. Would I fight a 100-duck... Would I fight a 100-duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck? That imagery is horrifying. Like, what? Oh, my Google's in the background in the kitchen going off because apparently talking about horse-sized ducks makes it frisky. I think... I don't think I'd fight either of them. Did it go off again? I thought it went off again. I think I would probably fight 100 duck-sized horses, I guess. I guess, because I guess I could step on them, maybe? I don't know. I don't fight stuff. I'm not a fighter. That's an interesting question, so thank you for that. Okay, next asker is... italicize honey, unitalicize, Hellenbach. What is the significance or origin story of your username? I think I get this question every time I ask or I do an AMA, but I don't care. It's fine. I don't mind answering it every time. All it is a play off of my Xbox gamer tag. My Xbox gamer tag is Agate Apollo 3583. So, because I'm a lady, Lady Apollo 3583. The numbers have no significance. The name has no significance other than it came from my Xbox. Because I played Xbox a lot whenever I kind of created this online persona, I guess. I coughed again, so there's another jump in time there. So that's really the origin story, is that I'm a lady, and I just took out the first part. That's pretty much it. How did I discover GWA? What made me want to become a purveyor of fine audio erotica? I found GWA a long time ago. Oh, my chair is so squeaky. I have this old antique, like, desk chair. And it squeaks, and I use it to perform my audios, and sometimes I have to edit out squeaks from my chair. I discovered GWA a long time ago, and there was one specific user who is not around right now, but has been around in the past, comes and goes at his whim, and that's kind of what some people do. I indulged myself back then. And then kind of forgot about it, like forgot about the place. And then I was listening to a podcast, Reddit's Endless Thread podcast from NPR. And I listened to the one about GWA. And I thought, I got maybe like 5 minutes into it. And I thought, oh shit, I wonder if he's still around. So I remembered his username. So I headed on over to GWA, popped in there. Oh, guess what? There he was. So since I had my... username from back then, whenever I had first originally showed up on Reddit, I went ahead and just commented and said, hey, I'm glad you're still around. You know, here I'm back again after all this time. And he, well, maybe you want to be a purveyor of fine audio erotica. He actually, and that kind of, those two kind of go with each other. He gently encouraged me. There was no like coercion or anything weird like that. He gently encouraged me that maybe I should dip my finger or dip my toes into it. I guess dip my finger and it would be the appropriate way to say it. But he just gently encouraged me. He was very kind about it. It wasn't anything skeevy or anything. So I did, and here I am now. And I haven't looked back since. I basically had the extracurriculars that I had was I was writing. I was writing at the time. I've never felt like I was very good at it, but people, you know how people are like, no, you're fantastic. And you're like, am I though? Because really, aren't we all like that? So I basically dropped that like a hot damn potato and I showed up here and I haven't looked back since. I love the community. I love my little niche community that I found and was accepted into and welcomed into just with open arms. And I'm so glad that I found this place and these people, and it's been amazing. Okay, next question is beer, wine, shots, or cocktails? Yes. In order, wine, shots, beer, and cocktails. I have like a gallon of wine in my refrigerator right now. Shots, I do whiskey shots. I usually Jack Daniels or Johnny Walker or whatever I have in the cabinet. If I am that desperate, I will drink whatever's in the cabinet. I've done shots of Jaeger, which is gross, but I mean, in my early 20s, I was drinking Jaeger straight from a bottle in a swimming pool once, so, you know, you take what you take. Beer, I like, I'm gonna sound like such a hipster, I like IPAs, I like Blue Moon. Oh no, it's my unibrow, that's it. Wow, I'm an idiot. I feel like I want to just delete all of this and just start over. I'm in English, United States. I'm of legal beer age, yes. It's ephemeris pom is what it is, and it's like a kind of an apple. Yeah, I can't talk, so I feel like an idiot now. It's pale golden, and it's really good. I like it a lot. I like that one. I like apple beers, like I said, but prefer wine, prefer shots. Cocktails, I don't really drink anymore. I kind of, in my 20s, I drank so many cocktails and so many Long Island iced teas, so many screwdrivers, but we used to call them Smooth Roberts because it was my best friend's husband's brother who would make them, so that's why we called them that. Weird time. Okay, so what's my favorite comfort food? I'm Southern. I like mashed potatoes. I like macaroni and cheese. Anything with carbs. I love anything with carbs. So good. Can I describe my creative process? As far as... I feel like I need to get you on Discord and like, okay, can you elaborate on this question? Because we talk every day on Discord too. My creative process is basically wait until everyone's asleep and go hide out in my home office. And if I'm looking for a script, I have to do a lot of research on it first. I have to find a script that speaks to me. I can't just one-off a script. I can't just, hey, this one. Yeah, let's just do this one. I can't just automatically pick it. I have to find one that speaks to me, basically. Then I record. I usually try to record in one take. I don't try to go back and redub over anything because I don't have time. I have to do one take and that's it. So I cut my own, I edit my own audios. I do any post-recording stuff. I do any sound effects, any background. I mix it. I'm slowly getting better at it, I think. The more experience you have, the more practice you have, the more better you get. I'm tired, so I can't talk. This is too early. It's 1:30 in the afternoon. It's too early for this. What are my favorite self-care activities? And masturbating is totally a cop-out answer. Damn it. I like to do my nails. I like to take 2-hour baths on Sunday mornings. What else do I do that's self-care? That's pretty much it. I have a skincare routine. I'm really big into skincare. I do that every day, like morning and night. Mask my face once or twice a week. Mud mask my face. I don't know. I guess that's really it. So yeah, that's my favorite self-care. Other than I go to therapy bi-weekly. So that, and that's a form of self-care for me as well. Okay, Mary Bellows. What's my favorite type of audio to record? Improv, script, ramble faps, etc. I think I have maybe a handful of ramble faps. I can't improv to save my life because I just start going and then I'm at a loss for words and then it's like 20 minutes of Yeah. Oh, what the fuck am I going to say? What the fuck am I going to say next? That's usually how it ends up. So I try to have, if I'm going to do an improv, I kind of want to have like an outline of where I want it to go. But I don't really do improvs very often. Scripts, see the previous question about how I select my scripts is just finding one that speaks to me on that particular day, how I'm feeling, what kind of emotions I'm feeling, and how I want to get those across to people. So this audio is a delicious almost 30 minutes long. So thank you for oh my god, how many times have I rednecked it up on this audio, on this not quite 30 minute audio? Too many times. But thank you for listening, and thank you for following. That means the world to me. Thank you for spending your time listening to my shit. Thank you for spending your time listening to my audios. And thank you for enjoying them or getting off to them. Big thanks for getting off to them, because that making people happy in that way makes me happy, and turning you on turns me on. I guess this is where I plug everything right at the end. If you enjoy my free content, you should join me at vanillaaudio.com, where there are many, 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 many more people who are providing content there. Right now the price is $3.99, but after the first of the year it goes up to $6.99, so get in now and your price is locked in for life. And I also have a private channel there that's $6.99 a month. My personal goods, come visit. And then you are free to follow me on Twitter, which is twitter.com/LadyApollo3583. I'm very, very active on Twitter. Always on Twitter, posting weird shit. You can join me on Instagram, which is Instagram/LadyApollo3583, where I post pictures of my tits, clothed, because not on this good Christian website. No porn here. Or you can stay here on my Reddit too, because this is where the sound goes. But yes, thank you for following, thank you for enjoying, and I hope that you have a good time. See you later. He has